Good Monday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Chevron.
And I'm Jake Sherman. First in Playbook this morning, Speaker Paul Ryan raised $11.1 million in the first quarter of 2018, bringing his fundraising total to more than $54 million for the 2018 election cycle. He has also transferred $40 million to the NRCC, a goal that Ryan's aide set last spring after a spate of special elections. The Speaker has held fundraising events in 30 states and more than 70 cities. Also, Ryan's re-election campaign will report $10.5 million on hand.
It's important to remember, before Ryan took the speakership, there was a fear that he would not be as prolific of a fundraiser as John Boehner. He's actually proven to be far more prolific than Boehner. He is by far the biggest cash cow for the House GOP, dwarfing Kevin McCarthy and Steve Scalise, who are engaged in a shadow war to become the next Republican leader. Another little scooplet, Ryan hosted a donor retreat last week in Austin. White House Chief of Staff John Kelly quietly flew to Texas to address the group. Ryan and Kelly spoke to the group about their shared legislative and policy priorities.
Well, if Ryan does leave, Steve Scalise and Kevin McCarthy seem awfully ready to replace him. The two are engaged in a shadow war for Speaker, our colleagues John Bresnahan and Rachel Bade report. They are courting support, although not explicitly.
And there's more escalation in Syria. The AP is reporting that Syrian monitors say at least 14 were killed in a missile strike. While the Sana news agency said it was likely an American aggression, U.S. officials said they had not launched the strikes. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley tweeted that the U.S. with eight other members have called for an emergency Security Council meeting on Syria.
The New York Times has an A1 story on John Bolton from Peter Baker, looking at how Bolton is facing some immediate challenges on his first day as National Security Advisor, Syria, talks with North Korea, and the future of the Iran nuclear deal. Ileana Johnson reports that Michael Anton, National Security Council spokesman, is leaving the White House. He plans to join Hillsdale College's Kirby Center.
On the trade front, the Washington Post has a story up on how farmers who backed Trump fear they are becoming pawns in a trade war. While the AP has a story up on how U.S. officials say North Korea's Kim Jong-un is ready to discuss his nuclear weapons program with President Trump. While Reuters is reporting that Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg is headed to Capitol Hill today to do meetings. In the juice, we've got a Playbook scooplet. Uber's new CEO is coming to Washington Wednesday to meet with D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser at the company's new Greenlight Hub.
The president is hosting a cabinet meeting in the morning. This evening, he'll receive a briefing and then have dinner with senior military leadership. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.